I'm Em. I'm obsessed with all things human design, motherhood, and helping women navigate through this sometimes messy, but oh so magical thing called life. I'm a Midwest girl who lived, learned, danced, and sang her way around the world, found her way back home, married her high school sweetheart, and became mama to Isla August. Guided by my intuition and the lifelong belief that we're all written in the stars, I stumbled upon human design and I never looked back. Since becoming a mama and finding a new, more modern outlook on the old paradigm of motherhood, I've completely fallen in love with understanding the energetics of myself and my sweet babe. Human design has allowed me to operate as a soulful mama, rather than constantly comparing myself to the other moms and trying to be more like them. Human design gave me permission to do mamahood my way, and it gave me the lens I needed to see my daughter in her own light too. Today, I lead women in the new paradigm of parenting and mamahood through human design, creating energetic flow within themselves, their children, and their family. I help mamas reclaim their power as women and gain clarity in the guidance of their children's energy. Motherhood by Design is raw and real conversation that's focused on all things mamahood, conscious parenting, and real life, with the overarching theme of human design. Let's be honest. Every day is new when you're chasing kiddos, and this podcast will be much the same. So bring your coffee, bring your wine, a baby in a sling, or your big kids at the park. Come lean into this wild, soulful ride, and together, let's redefine mamahood. See you inside. Hey, welcome to the last of the recordings or podcasts for the five energy types. I want to go ahead and apologize in advance if you hear anything in the background because I have everything or it's set up to be quiet, but my puppy is outside and may come running in and I'm just trying to get this recorded for all of you. So bear with me. And here we go. Reflectors. They are 1% of the population. Characteristics are feeling very deeply, highly sensitive. They are known as the mirrors of the world because they reflect back to us who we are. They love to talk. They often need a lot of time and space to themselves. Nature lovers offer extremely fresh perspectives. They have ever-changing minds and can be extremely indecisive because they have a lot of stuff like flowing in and energy flowing in and out of them at all times. So, yeah, there's a kind of constant there. They love thrill and surprise. They're flexible and spontaneous and highly intuitive and aware, observant. They have a great deep like wisdom to them. Their aura is resistant and protective. It kind of acts as an energy shield because they have to be careful of who and what they let in. Their style is like reflective and sampling. They're a true chameleon. They're constantly pulling from here and there. Able to feel deep and full or feel able to deeply feel and fully become their environment and or the people that are surrounding them. Their energy constantly fluctuates depending on their surroundings. They're able to take on like high speed outbursts, but will also need a lot of time and space for regrouping and restoring and emptying out. Their strategy is to wait a lunar cycle. You're not designed to take action until you've waited a lunar cycle. Of course, this is not like every single thing has to wait in a 28-day cycle, but any like major decisions. Otherwise, nothing would get done if you had to like wait 28 days for absolutely every decision. But the big ones, the important ones, you want to make sure that you really have given all of your options a chance and felt everything out. So the lack of activity that you see within a reflector's body graph or human design chart, or when I say that, I mean like there's no definition in any of the centers. All of the centers, if you look at them, none of them will be filled in. They're all white. This means that you're constantly taking in everyone else's energy and reflecting it back to them, who they are, what they are, and what this life is about. You are here to absorb, right? So someone's defined heart would then fill in your heart. Someone's defined head would then fill in your head. Someone's defined spleen, someone's defined solar plexus, you would then be flooded with their emotions. You just take on those or those surrounding you and their definition. This makes you supremely empathetic. You experience all passions, fears, emotions, thoughts, ambitions, all of them are put on you. So you're sensitive and vulnerable, but with a specific like objectivity to all of this, you can be extremely wise. Knowing when to engage and when to detach is your consistent internal struggle and something that will be with you throughout your life. But as you become aware of it, it becomes easier to manage. You can often feel taken advantage of and people constantly come to you. They lean on you. They offload their issues onto you and you can become overwhelmed and burdened by everyone else's stuff, baggage, energy, emotions, all of that, which is often why you seek out solitude. So if you're able to learn to disown the energies that are thrown at you constantly, you can in turn transform this kind of conditioning influence into more innate wisdom that you give back and reflect to others, right? So you can stand back, observe, appreciate, reflect back, and then let it all go. But this is a constant practice that you have to maintain awareness in because it takes, you know, you have to be disciplined in your boundaries and know when and where to draw the line. And sometimes you have to draw a hard line. So, like I said, reflectors often retreat to nature or they're seeking some place of solitude, some space, some place to be alone with themselves to empty out all of the energy from everyone else that's surrounding them constantly, that they're consistently taking on and really just be with themselves. So they love to be in nature, likely more in tune with a small gathering rather than a big, huge, manic party full of overwhelm and overstimulation. Living in a house with your own space, your own room, your own wing, a garden, shed, office, some place that is solely yours is huge for reflectors. Another really good practice, honestly, I think that this meditation is what I was going to say, but I honestly think that meditation, while some people can be very turned off by it, it is so good for everyone. But being able to sit with yourself and meditate and empty out and whatnot is a great practice for reflectors. Lastly, a piece that I want to touch on is the understanding that the moon is your mainstay and your guiding force. Like when I say that your strategy is waiting a lunar cycle and you also, your authority tunes into that as well. But the moon is your mainstay. It's your guiding force. So just as the moon has 29 days in each cycle, each month about that, all of the other types
aside from the reflector, so the manifestor, the generator, and the projector, all of the other types experience consistency within their, within themselves and within their energy type. But you as a reflector are ever changing depending on where the moon is in the sky. So throughout your monthly pattern, you will experience the energy of all of the other types. So that is then affecting your mood and your physical energy, which is pretty crazy when you think about it. That's why reflectors are just such rare beings, and being only 1% of the population, they're just, yes, very, very special, very special. So that's the basics of a reflector. But then moving into motherhood, I want you to ask yourself, are you constantly trying to figure yourself out, or are you just one thing? Embrace your fluidity. Tune into what feels like your most authentic expression in each moment, from moment to moment. Introduce spontaneity into your daily practices. Don't invest your energy in people or places that leave you feeling depleted. Embrace your sensitivity, your empathetic vibes, and give your energy to those that uplift and energize you. Create a comfy and cozy home for your soul to feel nourished and loved. Give yourself permission to take space. You need alone time to restore your energy and show up as your best self. If you show up as your best self as a mama, it only bleeds through onto the rest of your family. When you feel pressured to make any sort of decisions quickly, pause and surrender. And then trust that in time, you will gain clarity. Do not try to do anything too quickly. Feel through all of it. Try on all the different hats. Figure out all the different possible outcomes. And then really decide. As a reflector mama, you can often get stretched to your limits, constantly trying to keep up with your child's energy, especially because most likely don't have a reflector child. So you would relate closest to a projector, or closest to a projector. So if you have any of the energy type, other energy type children, it can be hard. So learn how to limit your activity times, how to have little doses of activity, and then encourage your child to be more resourceful. As they mature, they'll begin to recognize and appreciate you for the wisdom that you hold. And that is really what I can say the most, mostly for reflector mamas. In childhood, yes, reflector children. Okay. They have an extraordinary, extraordinary grasp on the world and life in general. They're wise beyond their years, but reflectors reflect back their environments, right? So this can often be extremely triggering to parents, especially if their child is the one that is reflecting back to them their traits or their attitudes, or their conditioning and their inner child, just triggering to parents. Reflector children are highly sensitive beings because they're consistently taking on everyone else's energy. Just as I stated earlier, they cannot always make quick decisions. Easy decisions, you know, just aren't a thing for them. And it can feel like a lot of pressure, which for a child is not good, right? You don't want them to feel pressured and feel like they're doing something wrong, right? Or like they're a burden. So they need a lot of time and space to really suss things out and come to a clear decision. Letting them sleep on it, asking them if they've come to a decision the next day, if they still haven't, say, hey, it's okay. We'll talk about it again at the end of the day, or we can sleep on it again and bring it up tomorrow. Gentle and sensitive little babes, often feeling overwhelmed and falling to peer pressure because, like I said, again, that pressure, that consistency, that need to be like everyone else, even though they are not sure and they need the time and space to gain clarity. So often they place high expectations on themselves, and it can be hard to really know who they truly are personally, because they consistently have so many energies at play. So again, like I said, the alone time helps them with this. They need to also be surrounded by really healthy and stable relationships. Important for the parents to acknowledge their need for space and alone time, and to not force them into being any sort of part of groups or playing with anyone or in any sort of overwhelming environment that they are not comfortable in, letting them be where they need to be and accepting that and not placing any expectations or force on them. Misalignment for reflectors can lead to health problems and exhaustion for both children and adults. So we really want to try to guide them to tune into themselves and to really give them what they need internally. Children reflectors or child reflectors are also often very connected to nature. They enjoy the peace and the solitude and they just find it very nurturing to them. So oftentimes reflectors, if they need to get away or like find space, they'll go into nature, into the backyard to play, or, you know, rather than going to a big football game, they go on a hike, you know, something like that. They love new and surprising information, and they thrive on a variety of settings. They love hands-on learning, because, you know, just new and exciting things are great because it's all these different energies that they can sample and experiences. Setting boundaries and emptying out their energy at the end of the day is crucial. So taking a walk, a bath, singing, dancing, getting creative, just finding ways to really empty out at the end of each and every day to refresh and have a restful sleep and then start new in the morning. So, I guess basically reflectors are just supreme little beings and big beings, adults and children. They're just so special, and there's only 1% of the population. So if you have the honor of being in the world of a reflector, just really be grateful and support them and try to see things from their perspective. I think their wisdom, or the wisdom that they can impart on us, and the things that they can stir up in us, and really the healing and the things that we can learn from them are endless. So yeah, I love reflectors. I've actually had the opportunity to speak with and read a couple charts of reflectors. So it's been pretty cool. But yeah, I hope everyone enjoyed this episode, and I will be back next week with an interview, I believe. Still figuring it out, but it's coming.
Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Motherhood by Design podcast. If you love this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or subscribe, rate, and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Emily Billick and on Facebook at Motherhood by Design. Interested in a chart reading, customized human design poster, or to check out my latest offers, head to emilybillick.com for more information. Thanks, and I can't wait to hang out with you again soon.